USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
In Georgia, one of the states where former Vice President Joe Biden has a slight lead, they are likely to have a recount. Biden, at last check, has 1/10 of a percentage point lead over President Trump. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger telling WSB-TV that they haven't seen any funny business with their election and that everything will be on the up and up.
We want to make sure that the only thing that we are going to count are legal votes.
But is there any evidence of any widespread problem with this election in Georgia?
We haven't seen that yet.
The tight race also affecting another Georgia Senate race. Incumbent Republican David Perdue will face Democratic challenger John Ossoff in a runoff. Incumbent Republican Kelly Loeffler and Democrat Raphael Warnock already set for their runoff. The contest could decide who controls the U.S. Senate. As far as who will control the executive branch, we still don't know. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Some hospitals are facing a shortage of face masks as the COVID-19 pandemic continues. The U.S. set yesterday another record in the number of cases being reported in a single day. Dr. Uchi Blackstock is an emergency medicine physician. She told CBS News why we are looking at shortages now.
One, because the time between the apex here in New York City and now, there was no national strategy for procuring more personal protective equipment. So that's one. And then also, we don't only have hospitals taking care of patients that need a PPE, but we're reopening outpatient clinics and private practices that also need personal protective equipment.
Makers of so-called N95 masks are struggling to keep up with demand. 3M, the largest domestic manufacturer of the mask, which filter out at least 95% of very small particles, including viruses, they told CBS that U.S. and global demand for PPE, or personal protective equipment, continues to far exceed supply for the entire industry. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
We have a look at the job numbers from Tim Berg at the USA Radio News Bureau in Phoenix.
The unemployment rate is down to 6.9% following the latest jobs report. The Labor Department says 638,000 jobs were added in the month of October. Analysts were only predicting 530,000 jobs to be added. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow believes,
glad the economy's coming back. There's still hardship out there. I get that. When you see 6.9% unemployment down from whatever, 14.5% 6 months ago, America's going back to work. I think our policies have been very sound, and I'm glad folks are going back to work.
Kudlow speaking there on CNBC. From the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
One of the country's best-known morning show personalities is facing a health battle. Lance Brising, USA's West Coast Bureau.
NBC weatherman Al Roker on the Today Show Friday revealed he has cancer.
Turns out I have prostate cancer. And it's a good news, bad news kind of thing. And good news is we caught it early. Not great news is that it's a little aggressive, so I'm going to be taking some time off to take care of this.
The 66-year-old wanted to bring to light 1 in 7 African-American men and 1 in 9 men overall will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. So go get tested. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
News anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.